I think they should have to go to jail for this. I'm only barely joking here. If you're unaware, for the last few years, Windows has come with a piece of malware called OneDrive. And OneDrive, if you're not careful, will spontaneously delete all of the files off of your computer. Not on their computer on OneDrive, I mean off of your machine, the one that's in your house. If you have been fortunate enough to not have your life ruined by OneDrive, just Google that word and you will find a torrent of people saying it took everything. All of my photos and videos of my family, all of my work files, everything is gone. OneDrive will not give you any warning whatsoever that it is about to do this. It will not give you a confirmation button to hit. It will not give you a pop-up or anything. Here's how it happens. At some point, your Windows computer will update to start using OneDrive. At no point in the process will you be given any kind of a plain language warning to opt out of it. It will just start doing it. Then at some point, you will notice that it is quietly uploading everything on your computer to Microsoft servers. Some of you will only notice this because you're on a slow or metered internet connection and it's trying to upload 40 gigabytes of video and work files and private records. Or you may have only found out when OneDrive gave you a warning that it was running out of space. So you will look up, how do I make it stop doing that? And you will find the option to turn off OneDrive backup. Then you will get onto your computer the next day to find everything is gone. Everything on your computer was deleted by Microsoft. And on your desktop, completely clean of icons, will be one cheeky little icon that says, "Where are my files?" Many, many people who saw this assumed they had been hit by a ransomware attack or a virus where some hacker has stolen all of their data and is now holding it hostage. So you click on that icon and it says, "Don't worry, all of your life's work is now on our machine. We helpfully deleted it from your machine without ever asking you." But we're still not at the worst part, because at this point you'll be forced to download all of your stuff back to your machine. Again, God help you if you're on a slow or metered internet connection, because you now have to grab the many gigabytes of work and slowly bring it back. At which point you will say, "Okay, Microsoft, I don't want you to have my files. I want to delete them off of OneDrive." So on your local computer, you will have all of the files on your local machine now, and then it will show where those files are also on OneDrive. So you will go into OneDrive and you will delete them. Only to find that when you delete them off of Microsoft servers, they go in and delete them off your computer again, with no warning, with no pop-up, without anything. The only way to delete the files off their machine without also deleting them off of your machine is to go find a YouTube tutorial walking through the detailed steps on how to do it. To be absolutely clear, to make OneDrive not do this requires looking it up. There is no intuitive way to do it. They intentionally buried those options in the menus, and none of those options say in plain English what they do. At no point in any of this does it come out and say in plain English, "Hey, do you want us to take everything on your computer and put it on our computer instead?" If it did say that, everyone would say no. They realize this. The issue is that by now everybody is familiar with the concept of storing files on the cloud. Lots of machines offer the cloud as a backup if you want. You would assume that that's what OneDrive is. It's a chance to back up your files in case something happens to your local machine, but that is not what it is. OneDrive secretly transfers your machine to their machine so that their machine is the primary. Those files are the copy of the files. When you work on your local machine, they treat it as you temporarily accessing those files. This, of course, massively slows down your machine because instead of writing and reading data to your hard drive, you're having to upload and download it to the cloud. What this means in practice is if anything happens to the file on their machine, it's deleted everywhere because you no longer have it. It's only on their machine. You're just allowed to temporarily access it. And at no point anywhere do they explain in plain language that this is what they're doing. It is so unintuitive that it is very easy to accidentally delete everything you have everywhere. Do you understand when OneDrive says that it's full and you go in to delete some things to free up space, it deletes it from your machine too? I genuinely cannot believe that this was allowed to go out the door like this, or that nobody else stepped in to stop them.